my idea of being a husband was to sit down, put my feet on the table, kama mzee wa nyumba, who's a 25-year-old.
And you were just seated chilling, you know, and I remember just being so upset, so angry, and, you know, you're asking me for tea, and I'm like, what is this? This is 2 weeks after our wedding. And I remember flipping and really losing it. Mm. And because guys were being real in this podcast, I didn't say really nice words to him. And I just went on and on and telling him I'm not his slave. Listen, I don't know if you called me Julie or you said babe, but you just told me, never cook for me, never clean for me, never do anything for me. I'm done. Hey, you guys, welcome to Life Reels with Pete and Julie. Now, this is a podcast that will be talking about everything that happens in life, the good, the bad, and the ugly. I want to talk about the messes that happen in life when it comes to parenting, love, ministry, raising children, and all that. And we are excited to start this journey with you guys. My name is Julie Karaoke.
And I'm Pete Karaoke. Karibuni sana. We're a husband and wife team, and we're so excited to start this journey with you and to explore life in depth. You know, there are so many things that happen, and sometimes things look fragmented, things look like things are not making sense, you know. And we've had our fair share of experiences, the highs and lows, just trying to figure things out. And we'll be talking about some of those things in our conversation, in this podcast. Just coming to your room, coming to wherever you're watching this from, we're in Nairobi, Kenya, whichever part of the country you're watching us from, whichever part of the continent they're listening us listening to us from, then we're here for you. We're here for you to take this journey with you.
So buckle up. We are about to get real, real, real.
Real. That sounds good.
On Life Reels with Julie and Pete.
Great. So I want to introduce our conversation for today because this is our first podcast and episode. And we just want to talk about the first time. Yeah. Our first time.
Yeah.
Yeah. And babe, you know, sometimes anytime you're stepping out to do something new, there's this fear, there's some concern, anxiety, you know, and you're not sure if you're doing the right thing, you're not sure if it's the right time, you're not sure if you'll get the right support, you know, and that first step sometimes is usually quite tricky, you know, so maybe you can help us unpack, and then we'll unpack together. Some of those first steps and how scary sometimes it can be to take starting the first business, dating someone for the first time, you know, first kid, marriage, the first time you got married, many firsts. So how's your experience been?
Life has many firsts, and firsts can be very scary, like you said. For me, what comes top of mind is just my first time as a mother, my first time as you know, a content creator, our first time doing a podcast, our first time, the first time you met, our first date. Those things can be quite nerve-wracking, but we are here to unpack that. We are here to just unbundle that. And I want to start with this conversation about, let's talk about our first time as a married couple. So backstory, we've been married for 10 years this July. So this podcast is going live in May. So in a few months, we'll be 10 years in marriage. It's been a wonderful ride, but we are dated for about 7 years. So we've been together 17 years. But that didn't make our marriage experience easier.
Yeah.
Like when you got married, it was a completely different dynamic. It's no longer boyfriend, girlfriend.
Yeah.
How was it after you've just been given this bride and you've been told, go start life? How was that for you? I think you can paint the picture of what happened just after the wedding day to the car, to the hotel.
Yeah. So marriage is a big deal.
Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah. And when we announced we were getting married,
yeah.
of course, many things came into play. So the first question that comes in, are you ready? Mm. Are you sure this is the one?
Yeah.
You know?
Yes.
How do you know she's the one or he's the one? There are many questions that usually pop up. Mm. But our wedding day was quite definitive.
Yeah.
And we started preparing for it probably a year before.
Yes.
You know, and took this journey of prayer, of faith, of trusting, of believing, pulling friends together, community together to prepare for July 25th,
mm-hmm.
2014.
Yes.
And I've never been married before.
Yeah.
So it was my first time.
Absolutely.
We're talking about our first time.
Yeah.
So this was my first time
yeah.
to get married.
Yeah.
So I've lived as a single man all my life.
Mm.
All right.
Yeah.
Lived alone all my life.
Yeah.
And then one date
mm-hmm.
changes
mm.
everything.
Yeah. And I think society or just even people, we expect it to be instant. The yeah. adjusting.
Yeah.
You want it to be instant that you are single this whole time and then suddenly now you need to act like a married couple.
Yeah.
Because there's this thing that people say, don't be a wife before you're a wife.
Mm.
And don't be a husband before you're a husband.
Mm.
So all this time I was girlfriend then, acting like one and never being a wife. But now yeah. suddenly I have to be a wife.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the idea of being a wife was new.
Absolutely.
You understood it as a concept. You understood it from reading books. I understood being a husband from reading books and hearing from other people's stories and observations I had made.
Yeah.
But I had never lived as a husband.
Yeah.
So I had to get into it for the first time. And it was scary.
So you've exchanged the rings?
Yeah.
Even before we
exchanged the rings, the day of the wedding.
Yes.
The nervousness.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
because we also want to help people understand
that
you're not always cool, calm, collected before you do something for the first time.
Yeah.
You know, you're not always, I got this, you know, I was born to do this. Some people do have that. But sometimes the real stuff, we're talking about real stuff, yeah. is your heart is pounding. Your palm is sweating.
What was making you nervous?
What was making me nervous yeah. was, I've been thinking about this day as an event, but it's life and it's for life.
So not the wedding, the marriage.
The marriage. So it
yeah.
hit me that, boy, you're getting into this. And I started wondering, I think I'm too young for this thing. I don't.
How old are you?
I was 25.
Yeah, you were pretty young when you got married.
25?
Yeah.
Yeah, so... So I'm there and then now not sure, you're not 100% sure if this is the direction you want to take, which is something that happens with every first time. So we exchange our rings,
mm-hmm.
all right? Our Pastor yes. Julian,
yeah.
leads us through the vows.
Mm-hmm.
We smile at each other.
Yeah.
We exchange the rings.
Yeah.
It's beautiful. We are dancing and there's crowds
yeah.
and everyone is celebrating and cheering on. And then we go out, take a picture with family and friends, and then go to the hotel, take pictures, come back,
mm-hmm.
dance again. So you're in this key adrenaline.
Yeah.
So there's an adrenaline. It's called a...
It's a high.
It's a high.
Yeah.
There's a high that comes to
yeah.
you know, and sometimes that high ends. So sometimes when you're stepping to do something yeah. for the first time, there's yeah. a high.
Yeah.
There's something that
yeah.
keeps you going
yeah.
and then it dies off.
Same day? Or like as in for you?
For me
now?
It died off the same day.
Okay.
So in the evening.
Yeah.
No, the following morning,
yeah.
I woke up and I asked myself, what have I done?
Mm.
You know?
Yeah.
What have I done?
Yeah.
And a sense of responsibility flooded. And I'm like, I need to call my friends and tell them I was joking. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, I need to tell everyone.
Oh,
funny, I'm doing jokes,
yeah.
you know,
mm-hmm.
Because now you're my wife. Now I'm responsible. Now I have to provide. Now you're not going back home. Mm-hmm. Now if you become sick, it's my responsibility.
Yeah.
Now if you need something, I have to, you know,
provide.
Yeah. Let me tell you, it was tough.
I think
first time as a married person.
For women, we are so excited about the wedding, the actual day, right? Yep. And, you know, of course it's valid because you're hoping this is going to be your only wedding and all that. So you want to be in the moment and enjoy it. But I feel men take the responsibility now of being married, some men, very strongly. I know we were in the thick of planning our wedding and it was exciting. Still, we were very young. Of course, we hardly had been working for a month or two. So we were still very young and inexperienced. And then now we are making this big, big decision, which of course we had a lot of support. But for me, I felt very ready, which is something I feel like a lot of women don't feel on their wedding day. I felt absolutely ready that day. I remember that day waking up and just saying, I'm ready. God, I'm ready. I'm ready for this. And I know marriage can be hard, but God, I'm ready. And I know marriage can be beautiful, but God, I'm ready. I know there'll be challenges, but I'm ready. And I really can't explain where the readiness came from, but I just felt ready in that moment. And 10 years now on, I feel like it was that space where I just said it even verbally that I'm ready, that made me almost prepared for the journey ahead.
Mm.
So, of course, I was above the moon, you know, like it was a dream of mine. I've dated this guy for so long.
Mm.
So it's about time you make it real, make it formal. And then it was exciting, the plans we had about our honeymoon and then now settling into a new house.
Mm.
And then, but that came also with challenges because now there's an adjustment that has to take place.
Yeah.
When you married me, you took me out of my parents' house. I'd never lived alone.
Yeah.
So I was in a house that had a nanny. I was in a house that had, things were functioning because my mom had made it function.
Mm.
But now I'm in this space where I'm the one who's supposed to make things function.
Mm.
But yet I felt like, I'm just a kid. Like, why am I having all this responsibility?
Yeah.
And suddenly I need to be in charge of the meals. I need to be in charge of the cleanliness of the house. You know, keep the fire burning between us because we're newlyweds. And that was quite a challenge, and the roles as well.
Yeah.
And I think that will lead us now to the next first,
which
was our first fight.
Yes. So our first big fight.
Yeah,
it was a big fight.
It was.
Because we're married and we're here adjusting to this new reality of, you know, when you're dating, the day ends and everyone goes back home.
Yeah.
All right. So you have time to pick yourself up, pump yourself back again, come back to the scene. But no one is leaving.
Yes.
Yeah.
You're stuck.
You're not going anywhere. I'm not going anywhere. No. We're here to stay
every day. 24 hours.
And, you know, our love now had to expand and cover not just a few hours of being together.
Yeah.
But our love had to expand and cover 24 hours of being together.
Yeah.
72 hours.
Yes.
The first week.
Yes.
The first month.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Day in, day out.
Yeah.
And our love had to grow into that. So the first week, our biggest fight was, I'm trying to adjust to this new role. And my idea of being a husband was to sit down, put my feet on the table, kama mzee wa nyumba. Who's a 25-year-old?
Barely just left university. Old man.
Old man. With a newspaper.
Asserting authority.
With a newspaper.
Yeah.
And I was ready to be served.
Yes, please.
I was ready to be served food, hot meal. You know, it has to be hot. It has to be, you know, amazing. So, and then you are tired. I think you had come from work.
You had, yeah.
And I just sat there expecting you to do something that, you know, you wanted to, but you couldn't because of the situation.
Yeah, so I was tired, yes.
Yeah.
And it had been a long day. You were working, I was working. I used to work very far from home, so I had to take a lot of transportation, you know, to the house. And I'm coming home, I'm tired, I'm sweaty, and I just find you seated there, and I'm like, it would have been nice if Dad started off dinner, you know, chop up some things, put some things on the, you know, on the gas to boil or something. And you were just seated chilling, you know, and I remember just being so upset, so angry, and, you know, you're asking me for tea, and I'm like, what is this? This is 2 weeks after our wedding.
Yeah.
I'm like, what is this? Like, you need to be here, because in my head, I knew we're still in the romantic phase. Come here, hold me by my waist from behind, you know, tell me I'm the best thing that ever happened to you, or, you know, be on my side just stirring something.
Yeah.
But it was not that way. And I remember flipping and really losing it. Mm. And because guys were being real in this podcast, I didn't say really nice words to him. And I just went on and telling him, I'm not his slave. You didn't hire me. You married me. I'm a working woman just like you. I'm a working person just like you. So you can't tell me what to do. You know, you have hands. Let's go to the kitchen. Let's do this together. Mm. And immediately I said that, of course, I stormed off, went and took a shower, came back, and I found you standing. And you told me this. Listen, I don't know if you called me Julie or you said babe, but you just told me, never cook for me, never clean for me, never do anything for me. I'm done. We can live like that. And immediately, I just felt the conviction of the Holy Spirit telling me, girl, you've crossed the line. And you were so angry, you didn't even have dinner and you went to sleep. God came and he was like on my case. He was like, apologize to your husband. Not only apologize, I need you to get on your knees and say sorry. I'm like, God, me? No. But, you know, God kept putting that in my heart. And I was like, you know what? Let me do that. So I followed you to your room and to the room. And I, you know, apologized and begged you to come back to the living room and eat. Because I'd already cooked by that time.
Yeah.
And of course, you know, you were like, no, it's okay. I'm good. I'll sleep. I really begged you. And I remember that for the first time, I just felt the Holy Spirit telling me, allow me to be your teacher. Let me give you the formula of how this works.
Yeah.
Because you were trying to do it from the way we had seen, from the way we've heard from all these cultures, all these TV shows.
Yeah.
And he was, let me teach you how to handle this man.
Mm.
Let me teach you how to handle this woman in your marriage.
Yeah.
And I think that was the last time we had such a fight. That was the last time we've ever had that discussion.
Yeah.
And you've been eating my food.
I've been eating
ever
since.
I gained weight. You gained a lot of weight in that year. Yeah. So it took a lot of me coming down. And also you, of course, you started to know, okay, my wife could use some help.
Yeah.
So if you got home before me, you'd start dinner and then I'd come proceed. Mm. Or you'd tell me the dishes are on me. Mm. And that made our life really seamless and nice. I wanted us to talk about still in the first fights. So after our wedding, we had received a lot of cash from people as gifts and something we call gift vouchers, like gift cards.
Yeah.
So we got a lot of those. And we had to decide what to get because we're still furnishing our house. We're still buying coffee machines and blenders and things like that. And I remember us going to the store and you telling me no to everything.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering, why are you saying no?
Yeah.
We have this 25,000 Kenya shillings voucher that needs to be used before this time.
Yeah.
Why are you saying no to this? And what was your thinking around that time?
You know, our upbringing kicks in strongly sometimes when we least expect. You realize there's a way you are raised. Yeah. So I tend to lean more towards
saving.
Cheap. Yeah. I don't know how many of you, maybe you can put it in the comment section.
Cheap.
If you're like me, if I go to the store, supermarket, I will start and look for the things on offer or the cheapest thing.
And it doesn't matter quality.
It doesn't matter quality.
But babe, right? Like, I'm such an expensive babe. Why did you come for me? Because you said lecture.
That's different, girl. That's different.
Well, yeah, that's true. You like saving your coins.
I like, where can I get a saving? Where can I get a discount? So I'll go for that.
So okay. You aren't understanding when I'm picking.
So I always go for 25K. How many things can it get us?
But this thing will use functional? It for 10 years right. or more.
That are functional. Let me finish. That are functional. Then my wife on the other end wants one thing that costs the end. Actually, she wants us to add money to get. I'm like, wait a minute. Where are you getting this habit of crossing the boundary of what we have available to spend?
Yeah.
All right. And so we get into the store, we go and you're looking at these things and your eyes go for the most expensive one. And maybe in your mind, if it's expensive, it's of high quality. I don't know. I don't know. That's debatable.
Yeah.
But you go for the most expensive one. And me, I'm like, no. Yeah. We're not getting this one.
Yeah.
Let's get a cheaper one.
Yeah.
And then buy six other things using the same voucher. But you are like, nope.
But babe, look at it. Like even from experience, we would buy the cheap ones. And in 2 months.
Now I've learned. 10 years later, I've learned.
Yeah. Because there are things we bought that time. Until today, they're functioning.
I agree.
So.
I agree. It took a fight initially.
It was nasty, you guys. You can imagine newlyweds. We are leaving the store empty handed. Because we could not agree. on any item, like we've just been like, okay, whatever, like let's go. And it was that way for a while. I remember even when we were doing our shopping during our honeymoon, you'd still say no on some items, and I'm wondering, this money we have is gifted to us to enjoy.
Yeah.
So, like you said, upbringing plays a part.
Yeah. And it kicks in strongly for me. I get anxious when I don't have money.
So you don't want to lose
it. I don't want it to run out. Let me hold, let me keep it.
Okay.
I feel safe when it's there.
Yeah.
Let me have it.
And me, I come with the motto, money is to be spent, money is to be used. Oh,
there's money. Let's use it.
God will provide.
God will provide. let's get the stuff. Me, I'm like, nope.
Money runs out.
Let's keep the money, you know. So that's a difference differences that started creeping in.
So what's the compromise for people who maybe are in that stage of life?
Yeah.
What's the compromise
I think keep communicating. Keep talking.
Yeah.
All right. Don't, and this is something we want to share with people. Don't tap out. Don't quit. Don't say, we are doomed.
Yeah.
Forever. This is my life. What did I sign up myself for?
Yeah.
You know? So don't tap out. Don't quit. Don't give up.
Yeah.
When such things happen. Because, you know, sometimes things even end up switching.
They do. I think there's a time you are the more expensive one and they became the frugal one.
Yes. So things end up changing. They change. You evolve. Yeah. You learn new things. So don't tap out. Don't give up. Don't throw your hands and say, you know what? I knew it. You know, it's over. Marriage is over. Yeah. You know, or this season is dividing us. So just keep communicating. And then the other thing that helped us now is add some humor to it. Laugh about it, you know. Don't be too serious about everything. We were too serious about it, especially Moa. Moa was too serious.
I think Moa. You were taught that a husband is serious.
Moa was serious. Yours truly. This guy was serious everywhere. Everywhere. Like, you just want to put your game face on everywhere.
Like, we'll follow budgets. We'll do this. I'm like, relax.
Yeah, I'm almost pulling out. Whose podcast? Did you hear what they said? You know, there's how to be a millionaire. This is not how to be a millionaire.
No, you cannot be a millionaire.
Think and grow rich. You know, I'm like, babe, this is not how we think and grow rich. You know, so laugh about those things.
For sure.
Communicate. You know,
compromise.
Compromise.
Yeah.
Get the stuff for this one, the next one. Get the other one that he wants. Evo, and then learn each other along the way.
Me even say sometimes just do rock, paper, scissors. Like, if you can't really come up with a compromise, just do it, because life is not that serious.
Yeah.
Because you're here fighting over a blender. Really.
Yeah.
So sometimes just, you know, say she wins the day, let's move. Yeah, he'll be upset for a day or two or an hour or two, and then they'll be fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, so compromise really plays a big role in your first days as newlyweds.
Give yourself room to adjust. You know, it's something is growing.
You're trying to fit in.
You're growing. It's your first time into it, and something in you is adjusting and growing.
Yeah.
You know? So give yourself room to grow. Give yourself space to expand, enlarge, enhance your capacity.
Yeah.
All right? Because some of these things will come, but will find your former mindset. You know, like it's, you are used to doing this. Me, I was used to living alone. And me, I've grown up getting used to self-sacrifice. Sacrifice.
Mm.
So I bring that mindset to marriage.
Mm.
I'm like, we must sacrifice. Sacrifice now.
Even in your honeymoon.
Sacrifice the money. You know, why are we spending it? Do we need it? By the way, if I had an option,
yeah.
I think our house would have one chair,
yeah,
one spoon,
mm-hmm,
three plates,
yeah,
a cooker,
yeah,
moja, one burner. Yeah. Why do we need six burners?
Yeah.
What are we burning?
Yeah.
what are we burning?
You know? Yeah.
Six burner.
Yeah.
I'm like, can one burner do the work?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
But you'll be there a long time.
You see, so there was a certain mindset that had to change, and I had to allow myself to grow.
And did that make you feel less of a person?
No.
Yeah?
No. So allow yourself to grow into the new you.
It's a new territory.
And this can be a new skill. It can be a new activity you're embracing. Yeah. It could be a new country.
A new job.
You moved to. It could be a new job.
Mm.
Your first time at it.
Yeah.
Will sometimes be bumpy, all right?
Yeah.
Don't write yourself off
because
it was bumpy the first time.
Yeah.
All right.
Anything ventured into initially is rough.
Yeah.
I don't think there's a smooth slide into something that's being birthed.
Yeah.
It's quite, it's painful, it's intense, but it's beautiful.
Correct.
When let, correct, you know, to grow.
Correct. Let's talk about the final first time.
Oh, wow. I like this one. This is my favorite.
This is now a first time as parents.
Bruh, do you remember that day?
Our first time as parents.
Do you remember it?
Hey, we were still young. Like, why are we doing this to ourselves?
You know, actually,
We are still children.
When they handed off us the baby and they're like, okay, you guys go home. Congratulations. I'm like, we go with the baby.
Mm. We are babies. Why are we taking another baby?
You're giving us a human. And you expect us to keep this baby alive and thrive and guys, it was panic at the highest level. It's almost bizarre. Like, I remember the ride home. I remember it's my brother who was driving us, and you're seated at the front with my brother.
Yeah.
And I'm seated at the back with my mother-in-law, and she's carrying the baby. And I remember even the drive would tell our brother, drive slower, watch out, because we thought this baby was gonna break or it just felt so delicate, so hard. I can't even describe it. It felt like, how are we supposed to be responsible over this person?
Yeah.
Then we get home. Let's talk about the night.
My God, you want to talk about the night?
we took a picture.
It was rough.
it was the toughest night of our life.
Because, let me tell you, there are things that change you forever.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
Having a child is one of those things that changes you
forever.
You don't hit, there's no reverse gear. You don't say, I'll make him. It's not yet now. Go, you know?
You know,
when the baby's there, it's there. So, So, first night with our baby.
We've done everything to prepare. We've bought the nice crib. We have a noise machine. We have all the wipes. I remember even I had a wipe.
Warmer.
Yeah. It used to make the wipes warm.
Yes.
We had everything, but
We
were petrified.
We were, and then the baby, and then now, bed sleeping at night. Yani, there's, you take your corner because you're scared you'll crush the baby.
Yeah.
So me, I was on that side,
curling. Almost falling off.
You're on the other side, curling, almost falling because you're scared you'll crush the baby or we will roll over and sleep on him.
So just to set it straight, we had a baby crib for him, but because of the many feedings, because you know when they're new, they're feeding every 2 hours or so, we thought it would be nice because we had a big bed just to put him in the middle. Because also I just had a C-section, so I could not keep doing that. So that was a scary bit. And then any slight noise from this child, we are all panicking. First of all,
the idea of sleeping and your baby is there, your first baby.
Yeah.
And you're wondering, are they breathing?
Yeah. That one is a worry.
You know?
Till today. Are they breathing?
You know? Because sometimes I hear kids forget to breathe.
The small lungs.
What do you call that? I don't know what phenomenon it is.
No, it is especially for the preemies. For the preemies,
So you have to, wait, breathe. Pumua. You know, like.
Yeah.
So there's that anxiety of wondering, if we sleep, is the baby going to breathe? And then, will the baby cover themselves? Will they roll over?
Have they burped? And then our baby was born in the coldest month.
Yeah.
So are they warm enough? Are they too warm? Will they get pneumonia because of sweating? Is the diaper wet? You know, we don't know. We are new parents.
Yeah.
Is this diaper okay? Should they change it? Is it too early to change? And then now you'd change the diaper and immediately you put a clean one. They've pooped. It's nighttime. You need to be resting. Turn the baby because the baby's head can flatten. So they need to be turned.
Yeah. See, what degree to sleep?
Yeah. Because of reflux.
I see how to swaddle. Hey!
Swaddling. I learned how to swaddle babies. Yo, Pete is the expert of swaddling, you guys.
Bob Nashadrak.
He is so good at swaddling. He is so good.
There's a way you put the hand, throw the thing here.
You chuck them in there, they're little.
You do what?
Burrito.
Bring it on top. Hey. Let me tell you.
No, you became the expert at swaddling.
I became the expert.
But you became an expert like later. But the first time, it was tough. And even just changing the diaper as well, it's... Your child is the first person you ever changed diaper, right?
Of course.
Yeah.
There was no one else.
You'd never raised anybody.
No.
Yeah. No. That was something.
Yeah.
Now I'd babysat for a while. I've raised my niece, so I've changed diapers a lot. But it's still different.
Yeah. That was an experience and a half. I can't explain it.
The burping.
The bath. The fearing, you'll drop the baby, you'll crush them, they'll get choked.
Is this eczema?
Is this too hot? You know,
what is this?
It was a lot to handle.
It was.
As a first-time parent.
But,
and so it's like you're studying your baby, so you have to have a book and a pen. You're like, what are they doing today? Okay, today.
Do you know that's a real thing? I have apps.
And then the next time, okay, what are they doing?
Yeah, we have apps that I used to put.
Yeah.
Yeah, I fed them on my left breast.
Yeah.
My right breast. Mm. I changed the diaper. You have to keep up with these things.
Yeah.
When it's your first time. But I think the more veteran you become, you just figure it out.
Yeah.
So what's your advice for first-time parents?
First-time parents, again, don't tap out. Don't quit. I know it can get frustrating.
I think
in my life, if there's a season when I've been depressed.
depressed?
I had postpartum depression. Can I say that as a man?
No, I'm curious.
Can I say that as a man?
I think so, because it's a mental thing, yeah.
Can a man have postpartum?
I think they can.
Okay.
I believe they can.
I think there's a part of me that... with the cries, and especially the first baby, the cries. Because you see, men, God has given our wives, mothers, things to comfort their children, the child.
Mm.
All right?
Yeah.
So you have been given the nurturing ability to breastfeed, feed the baby well.
Yeah.
You know, then they can sleep as they are feeding.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of things called worthless nipples?
Yeah, I've heard of those. And you happen to have?
Like, I don't even know what they're there for. I'm my God, why did you put these things here if they are not so the frustration
was the use?
The baby is crying. I'm like, me, I don't know how to help you. At least your mother knows how she can comfort me. I don't. And then we're not doing bottles. We're not doing.
Yeah, that time we had not CG, started what, bottles. What, yeah.
Man, I was like, I have to calm this baby, you know, to sleep. So it wasn't that he bad at a depression. It was just they are adjusting to becoming a parent. And because I'm a fixer, I want to solve it. I'm like, can they sleep in 15 minutes? I'm trying. 15 minutes, not yet. 30 minutes. So because that's how I'm framed. I want to solve. I want it to work a certain way. I want it to, I want him to sleep, eat in a certain way. And if you were to be programmed, I would be the happiest father on earth, you know? But it's not, that's not real.
They don't come like that, and they don't come with manuals. Yeah. It's interesting that you mentioned depression in dads, new dads. I think it's something I've never had spoken about. So, like, let's unbundle that a little bit.
Yeah.
You said, so it's now the lack of sleep.
It's a lack of sleep. It's the...
Are you fearful?
And this is for dads who decide to be involved. You know, there are dads who just decide, my life will continue.
Or they'll sleep in a different room and they'll be fine.
You move on, which I don't encourage.
Yeah.
I think if you're in a loving relationship with your wife, be involved.
Absolutely.
In especially the first time, the first phase, and even successive children. So the lack of sleep, the feeling helpless, I can't breastfeed you, you know. The taking care of your wife, because your wife is recovering. You're the only stable person at that time.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
So you have to prep the meals sometimes. You have to get into the kitchen.
Yeah.
You have to wash the baby.
Yeah.
You have to sleep late sometimes to allow your wife to rest.
Yes.
So you're handling quite a lot during... I'm not saying that the wife is not handling it. You're also handling a lot. Yeah. It's just from a man's perspective, you're having to deal with so many things that growing up were never a discussion or a subject anywhere. You know, at least for you, you talked about, oh my God, I'm dreaming about having a child.
Yes, yes. Played with dolls.
It's never occurred to me that will be my experience as a father.
Do you know millennial parents are actually... the most involved parents in the most recent generations, you know? Because we were brought up by parents who were very cultural, especially in the African context.
Yeah.
Dads who, of course there are exceptions, but they're dads who were never home. Especially, actually, when you have a child, they ship you off to your mother for your mother to take care of you or your mother-in-law. So millennial parents just came up with a very different, they want to be involved in their children's life.
Yeah.
And I really applaud you for that. Do you think the financial aspect also plays a part?
It does. It does, because you are thinking about finances before delivery, during delivery, post delivery. Will everything be available? So your mind is taking in a lot.
Yeah.
As a mother, your mind goes into nurturing my baby.
And that's also another,
My mind goes to family, wife protection or wife care, baby care, home, you know, nothing, no one should worry about anything. And sometimes it gets a bit overwhelming.
Yeah.
And then in the middle of that, you have this 1 week old baby who's yelling, crying.
Yeah.
Can't sleep.
Very angry.
Very angry. They are not sleeping. Some have colic. Thank God they didn't have colic.
Yeah.
Some can't sleep. I bless God for people who say, no, my baby sleeps through. I'm like, oh, God bless
you. Our second son slept
at some point.
Well.
At some point. So that's the long and short of it as first-time parents. And I know it's also helped people to understand our journey.
Yeah.
All right?
I think I had a question when it came to... In that process as well, as a new dad, you also lose your wife. Before you had children, she was this queen of your life. You're the only person in their life. And suddenly, all they think about day and night is this child.
Yeah.
Does that play a part?
It does, because part of what the doctor tells you, don't touch your wife.
Why is that funny?
Like, don't touch your wife.
Do not touch her. 6 weeks.
6 weeks. Don't even touch her.
I have to approve.
Don't touch her. Don't touch her, please. So, you're like, can I be handcuffed?
What do I do?
What do I do? You know, don't. So, let me tell you, the amount of restraint you exercise, you restrain everything concerning to redirect your energies to the baby, to protecting your wife. Like,
because when your wife doesn't want you to even suggest, you know, that time, remember my first time as a mom nursing the baby. Do you remember the drama?
Yeah.
It was extremely painful. You guys, breastfeeding is not automatic.
Yeah.
Breastfeeding is not immediate. And I don't know why I thought it was easy, because I just see moms breastfeeding it so easily. But I just remember, I can even create the image.
Yeah.
I can see my mother-in-law holding the baby, or you are holding the baby, and my mother-in-law is trying to sit me in a nice position, and the baby had to come and, what is the word, latch.
Yeah.
And then I would hold and scream.
Yeah.
So you can imagine this wife is going through this, and then there's a man there blinking.
Yeah.
Like, it's not going to happen.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you say that also plays a part.
It does.
Because you go to the doctors and they tell you, give this one 2 more weeks.
Mm.
You're like, where do I go?
you deal with your issues.
There.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's an interesting conversation.
Yeah.
It's taking us way, way, way back.
It does.
I'm curious to know what are some of the fasts you guys have gone through. And maybe in the comment section, you could give us some of them. Just share with us. What are those things that you learned first time? Whatever it is, we'll be so happy to read that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And maybe just general rule of thumb, if it's your first time to do something, there are usually 3 things that end up changing. Babe, mm-hmm. I'm sorry. I know you don't like when I get into this angle, but can I...
Just do your thing, bro.
Can I do my thing?
Do your thing.
So there are usually 3 things that change when it's your first time for something. Priority changes.
Mm-hmm.
Time allocation changes. And sometimes skills have to change.
Wow.
Yeah. So anytime you're embarking on a new journey, something new, a lot of times when I became a husband, priorities changed, time allocation changed, and I had to change my skills. When I became a father, priorities changed, time allocation, skills had to change.
And that's absolutely true, even for me, in every way.
Yeah. So those are three like standard things. Even a new job, priority changes, time allocation, you know.
So it's to allow that to happen.
It is bound to happen. It's bound to happen.
And if you resist, it becomes more difficult.
It does. So allow it to happen and adjust and grow into it. All right. Mm. You see, like now, this is our first time to do a podcast.
Yeah.
You know how long we've talked about a podcast.
I know.
We've talked about it for too long. Oh, you need to be on a set. Let's talk. The amount of energy it takes to decide and do.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it looks like, oh, it was overnight. Oh, you guys, you're a natural and stuff like that. No, it wasn't.
Mm.
And so we want to applaud ourselves.
Oh, absolutely. I think we need.
It's our first time.
I wish we had those.
You know, like that pop-up to say, finally, we've started.
The editors will put some claps, because this one has been a long time coming.
Yeah.
And I tell you this for fact, because again, you're keeping it real.
Yeah.
We've wanted to cancel.
Yeah.
We've wanted to just say, it's not time, yet we know it's time. But it's just felt so hard, so difficult with just some of the things you're going through personally or just in life in general.
Yeah.
It has felt like almost labor pains.
Yeah. And you know, sometimes when I watch people saying that, oh, it's our first podcast and oh my God, it's taken us. So I'm like, what did it take you to get? Like, it's easy. Just do it.
Yeah.
I'm like, now.
Until you're in it, it's. And you know, when we started our YouTube channel, it was a way, 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 way back. Close to 8 years ago.
Yeah.
We started this together. And then at some point we felt it may probably wasn't the best fit for you because of the season you are in life, and I just continued with it alone. So we've always had that urge to do things together. But this year we were like set, it has to happen. And a lot of prayer, a lot of preparation, and sometimes just deciding. And I think what we've done is actually just decided, let's do it.
Yeah.
Let's not overthink what's in our hands right now.
Yeah.
We have an amazing team. We have what we have.
Yeah.
There are things we do not have, but with what we have, what we have, we've started.
Yeah. And to applaud people who help you take the first step.
Yes.
All right. And so today I just want this first one to publicly appreciate Lizette, Bob, Shadrach, Solo, for trusting that we have something to do. Mm. And they were like, we will come and hear your madness.
Yeah.
But here is to our first. And so if you're doing something for the first time, put it in the comment section. If your first needs prayers, we will pray with you.
Yes.
All right. If your first needs something.
Or a support we can offer. You feel we can offer.
Or a support or something. You know, we can't promise you everything, but we're just here to tell you, go for it. It's your first book, write it. It's your first church to start, start it. It's your first ministry. It's your first meeting to call people.
Mm.
If it's your first meet and greet, you know,
it's your first
time to go out camping, you know, go for it. It won't always feel easy, but go for it, you know. So good job for making this first happen.
Oh, wow.
And
thank God.
Episode one
is out, guys, of many. And I really, I want to speak life to our podcast.
Yeah.
I know it's the first time and I believe in that because it's also worked in our personal life where you look at this baby and you're thinking, will this baby ever grow? You know, what do I want? And you start speaking life from that, even when they're still inside your belly.
Yeah.
And even before we birthed this, we spent a lot of time in the place of prayer. So I can't wait to see what this podcast does. I want it to be so impactful, to change people's lives, to give them a perspective, to make people laugh, entertainment, perspective, direction, awards, tours.
Yeah.
I can't wait for that because I know it's going to happen and it's possible.
Yeah.
Yeah. So thank you for being my co-host.
Yeah.
In Life Real.
Husband and wife team.
Awesome.
I love it.
Yeah.
And as we wrap up, I want to wish all mothers, Happy Mother's Day.
Thank you. Yeah. Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers who are watching us. We appreciate you. And more specifically, I want to wish a happy Mother's Day to every first-time mother. Mm. First time. I know it's not easy.
Yeah.
I know trying to figure things out. You've had our story.
Yeah.
And you've had the support of your husband being there.
Yeah.
To first-time mothers who've not had any support, any help, anyone around to do anything, and you've still soldiered on to raise your child, we celebrate you.
Yeah, and especially those who are also overwhelmed because the amount of advice you get, the amount of don't do this, it can be very overwhelming. So to anyone navigating that as well, happy Mother's Day. You are the best mom for that child and I celebrate you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you for joining us. We hope you've picked something. We've had so much fun.
We have.
I think we are finding something new also to do.
Yeah.
It's together.
Exciting. Yeah.
So, and we hope to take you on this journey with us. Share, subscribe, hit the notification bell.
Yes, to get notifications every time we upload a new video.
And until next time, it's been Pete and Julie.
See you next time. On Life Reels.